The story is told that in 1939, as the Nazis were moving into the Netherlands, Henry Kramer, a Dutch theologian, was asked by a group of Christian lay people, "Our Jewish neighbors are disappearing from their homes. What must we do?" Kramer answered, "I cannot tell you what to do. I can tell you who you are. If you know who you are, you will know what to do." And it's those very people who became the founders of the Dutch resistance movement. If you know who you are, you will know what to do. I thought of that quote as I looked at the last 3 weeks of readings that we've heard from the Gospel of Matthew. Readings that began just after the call of Matthew and the other disciples to follow Jesus. There are three teachings in a series that Jesus shared with those who were to follow him. The first was to have no fear of the opposition they would face in following him. The second, more radical still, to surrender their lives and their expectations in order to gain new life. And then they're given today's final messages about taking on Jesus' yoke. As I mentioned a couple of Sundays ago, the Gospel of Matthew is thought to have been written in the context of a town that was really in conflict. It was written in that context, and so Jesus' effort, or Matthew's effort, is to remind his community who Jesus was and therefore who they were as God's people. It was, as Kramer said, even in the midst of hardship, if you know who you are, you will know what to do. So it's my thought that Jesus is literally reminding his disciples, you're a people of the cross. You're a people of the kingdom. Remember that, and you will know what to do as you live out your lives. He reminds them of the challenges they'll face in disciple living, just as the followers of John the Baptizers faced conflict, and so the followers of Jesus would as well. And then he says, "Come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Learn from me. I am gentle, lowly of heart. You will find rest. Take my yoke. It's easy. My burden is light." And there's good news in that. For in following the steps of Jesus, we will find wholeness. We're promised that, even in the face of hardship. It's a promise that Christ will come to us right where we are, right in the middle of our pain, right in the middle of our struggle. All we have to do is be willing to let go of the heavy burdens we carry. All we have to do is remember to take on his yoke, to let go. And of course, that's not easy. But as I thought about the gospel, I thought about it in a new way, at least for me, particularly chewing on the part where Jesus offers his followers that yoke. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And so I started studying the concepts and images of yokes. And in doing so, I realized that I had always presumed this image of a single-user yoke, one that someone who has power over me would place on top of me, and something that I or we each would have to pull alone. But curiously, what I found in my research were more images of two or multiple yokes. Yokes designed for working animals, plural, to take on in tandem or in groups. And so I started wondering about this idea of a yoke again and what Jesus might have been saying, a yoke that you don't have to pull alone, a yoke that he even wears with us, a yoke that we wear as community, a yoke not for servitude nor bondage, but a tool of connection, if you will, a way of being in relationship with God and one another that makes our ministries of discipleship, our ministries of mission easier, not more difficult. What if Jesus were saying that in your living, in your laboring, you will find deep relationship, and so wholeness in a way that you could never find alone? What if he's saying that as you love God, as you love one another, as you love yourself, we will all be yoked together? And in such yoking, our burden is lessened. And so we can find rest and live more fully as a household of God. In Tom Gordon's book, Welcoming Each Wonder, I think he reflects on this exact thing when he talks about an experience that he had moving a piano. This Church of Scotland minister and hospice chaplain wrote in kind of a poetic format the following. I once helped carrying a piano. I don't know if you've ever tried to lift a piano, but if you have, you'll know how heavy it is. Well, I put my back out. Not too clever, eh? But then I was lifting it the wrong way, wasn't I? And anyway, me and my mate were too stubborn to ask for help and too impatient to wait for it, even if it had been available. So we tried to move the piano ourselves. Bad decision. And so while I was nursing back my bad back and not being allowed to lift anything at all, far less an awkward piano, I got to thinking, the obvious, really. That's when there's something heavy to carry, it's best to get things organized and not be too proud to ask for help. That way, the piano gets moved properly and everybody's happy and I don't have a bad back and I can try to carry someone else's piano some other time when they need my help in the lifting. If you know who you are, you will know what to do. This morning, I think Jesus is reminding us who we are as the body of Christ. We do not carry the load alone. We are bound together as a people of God. In baptism, we have been joined with Christ and united as a community of God's redeemed holy people. We are, if you will, diakonei, that is the plural of diaconate. We are servants yoked together. And in the midst of any challenges we face, we will face them yoked together. And that, my friends, is the good news to hear. Amen.